little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hi, my name is Joey Dosick from Los Angeles, California. I'm playing the title track off my new record, Inside Voice. It's called Inside Voice.
There are things I could only tell you quietly, so I wanna get inside and use my inside voice.
This week on The Sessions at Midori House, our guest is LA musician Joey Dosick. He released his debut album, Inside Voice, earlier on this year, but it hasn't been a smooth sailing journey. Dosick was bedbound after suffering a knee injury playing basketball, which actually ended up becoming the subject of another EP he wrote called Game Winner. Today, Dosick plays us a few songs and tells us what it is about basketball that inspired him to write love songs about his favourite sport.
All the things unspoken, won't you come a little nearer, 'cause you hear it so much clearer. There are things I could only tell you quietly, the spot I wanna get inside, it gives my inside voice. Ain't too proud to tell you, and girl, I hope that you get the message when I use my inside voice. Oh, you ain't gonna scream, shout it. Oh, ain't gonna send it to your phone. Let's get in the same room. Oh, I ain't gonna write a letter, 'cause you hear it so much better. There are things I could only tell you quietly, but I wanna get inside of it and use my inside voice. Oh, 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 I ain't too proud to tell you, and girl, oh, oh, did you get the message when I use my inside voice? Oh, outside, I've got trouble hearing outside. Oh, trouble feeling inside. There's a way to make you see what you mean to me. Oh, yeah. Hey, 'cause there are things I could only tell you quietly, spot won't get inside, the spot I wanna get inside, the spot I wanna get inside, the spot I wanna get inside, oh, the spot I wanna get inside, I wanna get inside, but I wanna get inside, the spot I wanna get inside, oh, the spot I wanna get inside, and use my inside voice. Open you. Ooh. The spy won't get inside. The spy won't get inside. And use my inside voice. I ain't too proud to tell you, and girl, I hope that you get the message, oh baby.
Joey, welcome to The Sessions at Midori House.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you released your debut album, Inside Voice, earlier on this year, but it seems like that album's been on a bit of a journey. When did you start writing it?
Yeah, the album itself kind of took me about 4 years to make. And I started it in 2014, worked my way all the way up until, you know, I turned it in. So, Yeah, 4 years. 4 years is a long time. But in the middle of making it, I actually also made an EP and put that out first.
Called Game Winner.
That's right.
Yeah. You also had an accident in that time.
Yeah, I had a basketball accident. I tore my ACL in my left knee and had reconstructive knee surgery. I was sort of bedridden for a while, but it ended up being a tremendous blessing because I got out of bed and wrote a series of basketball-inspired songs, which became Game Winner EP, and now I have songs in my set about basketball, which is something I never really could have expected, but it allows me to sort of be the most authentic me on stage because I love basketball.
I love that so much. I don't think I've ever heard an ode to basketball before, so that's a nice first. Did you find that writing almost like a love songs to the sport that you love is like a different way of thinking about love songs and about how you write them?
Wow. It's, you know what? What's funny is that it sort of came really natural, maybe more natural than any other song, although love songs come naturally too because they're born out of heartbreak and that's like the real juice. That's like the juice that every artist ever has used. So it came fairly easily for some reason, and there is something to be said about the things that we love as a child, and our childhoods can kind of influence the rest of our lives, and something that I think about with music. I've been playing music since I was a child too, and so it's what makes me most happy and what makes me feel the most me.
Have you had your songs played at a basketball match yet?
Let's see. I know that for a while, Game Winner was on the playlist for the Premier League for the stadiums. So it made it over here. As far as a basketball game, fans have like made a lot of basketball videos and synced up the song with it.
Nice.
And so I think that's where we're at right now. When I finish tour, I'm looking to go home and start working straight away on Space Jam 2 soundtrack.
Excellent. And did that writing that EP change the path of the album that you then released afterwards? Did it kind of inspire what you then wrote about, or did it change what you've been writing about before?
It definitely sent me back into the album because I felt as if I almost had something almost ready to go when I had that injury. And so after making the EP and this time had passed, I went back into the songs and I wrote some new songs and kind of made it more me now, you know, than me who started the record. So yeah, I did go back in and redo some stuff.
I know this is a trying time, quiet until your tears run dry. Tears have run dry, so why not take mine? Running and you can't go on, pretending when you don't have your smile. You've lost your smile, so why not take mine? Whoa, take mine, take mine. I'll give you anything you need. You don't have to beg and plead to take mine. Take some of mine. See, baby, I can listen to you haunting, and if you ask, I can give my advice. Take some of mine, I'll shine my light in your darkest time. Take mine. voice so you can sing. Take mine. Up and down that road before, got what I was looking for. When all I really needed was to trust someone more. Anybody else, just take mine. Oh, all you really need is just someone to rely on. All you really need is just a shoulder to cry.
In LA, and it seems like, I mean, you've collaborated with a lot of your fellow LA musicians, and it seems like that LA community is really, really strong, especially for you. Do you feel like that those people have really shaped your sound and the way that you make music?
Absolutely. My community, and not even my community, just my environment, inspires everything that I do. I mean, and more specifically, like my friends, because I'm lucky enough to have friends that are great songwriters, people like Theo Katzman and Maki and a bunch of people that folks who are listening here might not have even heard of, people like Pegasus Warning and Nia Andrews. And when your friends are great songwriters, they become your muses in a way because we share songs. And so I'm writing and I'm thinking about performing the song for one of those people. And I wouldn't call it competitive. It brings the best out of each other. Mm. You know, it's a really supportive crew. And so I feel like it's everything to me.
So you do a lot of sort of workshopping ideas together and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You write the song and you play it for yourself, and it might, like, I wrote a song about basketball. I'm like, is this okay? This is, seems like a really silly idea. So yeah, it's workshop and just play it for people and for sure.
The whole kind of neo-soul scene has really exploded in the last maybe 5 to 10 years. But you have got quite a classic sound, I think. Was it quite important to you to kind of stick to the jazz and soul roots that your music comes from?
Yeah, I love so many different kinds of music that I didn't want my music to be pinned down as being like neo-soul necessarily. My goal was to try and make something that sounded in a way timeless, and it does sound of a specific time, but I think that's where the songwriting comes in, because the song form is so timeless to me. It's something that is a way to present an idea, a message, in a way that is easy for people to understand, I think. And we love to understand through song. So that to me is something that's timeless. And obviously, like, I do have very specific influences, like Marvin Gaye, and Marvin Gaye Records was a big influence on Inside Voice. Yeah, I can't wait to make more records and draw on other sounds and draw on this whole vast of history of music that we have, you know?
This song is called Running Away. Anytime think about her, the feelings stay, she's thinking about you. About you. Oh, and anytime you see her in the street, But Joyce is there. She's gonna see you after you're through. Whoa, whoa. Oh, I can't believe it, baby. The other day, when you keep on running away, you're running away, you're running away, yeah, you're running away. I try not to expect much anymore from you. It's over now, but what was it up for? What was it all for? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and all I was scared about you, baby. The feeling said we grew it too long to say it's gone. Oh, baby, when it's gone, when it's gone. Oh, no, I got to believe it, baby. Running away, yeah. Running away. Oh, how'd you keep on running? So why'd you keep on running away? Why'd you keep on running away?
Been listening to the sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Joey Dossick, and his album Inside Voice is out now on Secretly Canadian. This show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. We've got plenty of live music coming up in the next few weeks by Julia Jacqueline, Lola Kirk, and Broods, so make sure you stay tuned for those. But until then, thanks for listening. Running away.